This is the Pope's youth, the chant erupted spontaneously from the multitudes as the winds and rain beat down upon them in the aptly named Cuatro Vientos Airport, the airport of the four winds. After days of incessant and stifling heat, not even the tempest that interrupted the Holy Father mid-homily could quench the enthusiasm of Benedict XVI's generation, an estimated 2 million strong on Saturday night. "We all know you were out in the sun this afternoon and asking for more water. Well, here it is," the young presenter announced. And as the Pope waited patiently, seated before the giant altar for the storm to pass, organizers invited the jubilant pilgrims to pray for the rain to cease. Instead, their voices rose as one in a continuous chant, "This is the Pope's youth." And that chorus rang out across the city of Madrid that night. They had begun arriving mid-morning, many traveling 24 kilometers to the airport on foot, under a searing sun with temperatures hitting 40 degrees Celsius. Madrid's bomberos, firemen on top of engines, directing water hoses over the crowds in an effort to bring some relief. The Liturgy of the Word had just begun, following the procession of the World Youth Day Cross and Icon. The five young people, drawn from the UK, Kenya, the USA, the Philippines and Germany, had only just posed their questions to Pope Benedict when the storm began, ripping the zucchetto from the Pope's head. Michael, from the UK, a convert to Catholicism, had asked the Pope who Christ really is and whether he was for all humanity or only for Christians. Rosaline, from Kenya, spoke of her work on behalf of the victims of famine in Kenya, Ethiopia and Somalia, drawing the applause of the crowds, and asked the Pope how she can help the poor and suffering understand that God has not forgotten about them. Robert from the USA spoke of how he will marry in just 1 month's time, and asked Pope Benedict for advice on how to faithfully live the vocation of marriage. Kitsia from the Philippines spoke of how it was difficult at times to witness her faith in society, while the young German Kathleen, a non-believer but attracted by the figure of Christ, asked for guidance. Pope Benedict never got to pronounce his answers to these young people. Instead, when the winds and rain had calmed, the Holy Father proceeded to pronounce his greetings to pilgrims in diverse languages, and then left the raised altar to vest for the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. As he left the stage, firemen clambered onto the structure to assure its safety, while the young people continued to chant. The Holy Father emerged shortly afterwards and, once the crowds had quietened, invited the 2 million who had answered his call to join him in a night of Eucharistic adoration. As he knelt before the altar, the 15th-century monstrance, Custodia di Arafe, from the Toledo Cathedral, rose from the centre of the stage, and after a clamour of 2 million voices, for the heat, the Pope, the rain, silence descended on Cuatro Ventos. Then Pope Benedict, inviting a group of young people onto the stage, bid the throng before him good night. He said, "Dear young people, we have lived an adventure together, firm in our faith in Christ. We have resisted the rain. Before I go, I would like to wish you all a good night. Thank you for the incredible example you have given. Like this night with Christ, you can always overcome life's obstacles. Never forget this." With Pope Benedict in Madrid, I'm Emer McCarthy.